Welcome to Bytes by MSDN. My name is Clark Sell, and with me today I have Thomas Lewis from Microsoft. Thomas, who are you? I mean, what do you do at Microsoft?
So I started not too long ago with a community website called Mix Online.
A little one.
A little one, compared to like Channel 9 and MSDN. Sure. But we were focused in on the web developer and designer community and talking to them in kind of a different way than Microsoft normally does. But about 4 weeks ago, I decided to throw it all away and move to the big city, and now I'm the HTML5 and IE9 evangelist.
So total reboot.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Not. It's maybe different tactics, but pretty much the same core audience.
All right. So HTML5. I mean, this is kind of a hot button right now in web development. Is it myth? I mean, is this real? I mean, do people really need to embrace this, or is this just, you know, 4+1?
Agree. HTML5, there's a lot of hype around it, but there's also some basis in reality there. I would absolutely say if someone is saying, should I even think about it, the answer is definitely yes.
Sure.
Now, the question is, what is HTML5? Because if you talk to some folks, they say, well, it's a spec that's being done by a standards body somewhere, and, you know, they go off into a hole, and then they come out, and they say, here's the spec, and it's in entirety. And that's not necessarily how it works. Usually what happens is as the specs are being created and finalized, the browsers are also going ahead and implementing some of these things that they feel that it's at the right time.
Right.
Now, HTML5, you know, if you look at it just from what it is, it's HTML tags, right?
Right.
But when people talk about HTML5, they are also talking about related technology. So they also include things like CSS3,
sure,
JavaScript, and even some kind of more esoteric type of things.
Right.
But they like to kind of lump it in. But I actually don't mind using HTML5 as kind of a broad term, because I think sometimes, you know, you have customers who go, I want that HTML5 thing.
Right.
And
right,
you want to be able to say, yes,
right,
we can do that.
So I kind of feel like the state of web development is kind of changing today. I mean, you just said it, right? HTML5, CSS3, JavaScript. I mean, is web development changing?
I think what it's doing is it's actually growing.
Okay.
So typically what happened was that if you wanted to build like a rich experience, okay, there was no question in your mind. You built a native app, right? Because you needed to do all these really high fidelity things. And then when people think about the web technologies, they think about it as like, oh, that's kind of least common denominator,
sure,
right? Because you're really trying to just placate all the different platforms and things like that. But with HTML5, what we do is we start to see that chasm that exists actually starting to shrink quite a bit. Because now with some of the things that we see in HTML5 today, you used to have to have like a plugin,
right,
or
right,
you had to have,
yeah,
some kind of, yeah, external tool. Now you don't need that as much.
Right. Do you think that the number of devices, the tablets, the phones, and kind of the ubiquity across everything, you think that's driving some of the HTML5 stuff, or is it just kind of natural growth of the HTML spec?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think what people are starting to realize is that what they thought a web app is, which is something that's sitting in the browser,
yeah,
that's not the only way that people consume content.
Sure.
They consume it with devices, with phones. And, you know, we don't know what in 2 years will we see. Will,
yeah,
there be sort of a new thing that we go, wow, we never thought that hologram, right, imagery was going to be such a big deal. And now we need to, you know, right, work with that.
So given that it's new, you know, it's being ratified kind of right now, where can we point people to kind of go learn more about it?
So
what
I would,
are some just good resources?
Yeah, I would say there's a few places. So one would be actually Beauty of the Web. So go there and you'll actually see HTML5 apps. And I've always said the best way to learn HTML5 apps is go find them and tear,
yeah,
them apart, because you can bring up Internet, yep, Explorer, hit F12, and boom, you can look at all that code there. So I would say Beauty of the Web is definitely a place. Of course, I couldn't walk away from here without saying MSDN,
of course, yep,
as well. And then also, too, just you know, go to the W3C and check out the specs that they have,
sure,
there. If you want to see what the browser vendors are using to figure out what, yeah, they're going to build, that's where they're going.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's just kind of end it at this. I mean, I think it's important, right? The web is growing, kind of embrace HTML5, you know, really understand where CSS and JavaScript play into it, look at some real samples, you know, check out MSDN and
absolutely.
Go make.
That's the big thing. Go build.
Thank you. This has been another version of Bytes by MSDN.